Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Maurice, my brother, what's going on, man? How you feeling, man?
What up, what up, what up? I'm doing good. I can't complain. This is the day the Lord has truly made. Man, I first off just want to say thank you for your obedience and doing what you do on the platform, man. It's needed. I don't want to take too much of your time. I'm 25. I'm a registered nurse. I'm a married man. I graduated debt-free. I have my wife's debt that we're paying off. We're about to be debt-free in 15 months. Okay. I'm going to stick to the tax question because that's what we're here for. So my question is how to best file taxes. So like I said, I'm married with one dependent, a beautiful 9-month baby, a girl. My wife's a school teacher. Like I said, I'm a registered nurse. And I make some extra cash from content creation and collaborations with that, you know, paying off that debt with Gazelle Intensity. I make money on the side on social media where God has blessed me with a platform. I don't know how. People say, how'd you get 3 million followers on TikTok? How'd you get over 100K on Instagram? I don't know how. It's all glory and honor to God. But I make some extra cash on that. And I get these 1099s from collaborations. And sometimes I go to different, you know, schools or group homes to speak. I submit a W-9. They hit me with these 1099s. And I just want to know, I don't have an LLC. So what's the best way for me to file these taxes? And so, like, you know, I can, maximize my tax return, minimize my debt, and build wealth. What's the best way for me to file my taxes? You know, get these write-offs. I don't have a, you know, like I said, an LLC, but what's the best way to do that? Last year I had to owe about $2,000. I just want to make sure I'm doing things the right way and just stewarding over what God has blessed me with, honestly.
Nah, man, I love this question, Maurice, and I just want to salute you as a black man who's happily married.
Happy, has man, a newborn.
That I see it. I see the smile on your face. I'm like, whoever she is, but she giving you that glow. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love seeing black men happily married, faithful, and being a father as well, man. And I love that. What would you say on the side? And then we'll bring in Jess. I'm going to ask you just some preliminary questions so we both know exactly how to help you out and serve you here. What would you say? What was your combined income last year, W-2-wise? Just W-2-wise, what was y'all's combined income?
W-2-wise, so I make about 88K a month, okay. a year. And okay. She makes about 41,000 as a school teacher, so you add that up, it's about 120K. And yep. Then from the 1099, the side hustle, I'm about, you know, it kind of depends, but it roughly around 20K, extra 20K.
How, you 25?
I'm 25, yes, sir.
How old is your wife?
My wife, she is 23.
23? And y'all making $140,000 combined income?
Yes, sir. Oh, all yeah. Glory and honor to God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I'm going to let Justin come in and ask the tax question. Then I'm going to give you some stuff on the side, man. But I just want to say this before Justin come in. If you work this thing right, Maurice, it sounds like you're asking the question that I hear from a spiritual perspective is, how do I become a good steward of the resources God has given me? Because I want God to give me more, but I got to steward this part first well. And at 25, your combined household income is double the average household income right now. So I really want you to understand, if you can get this information at 25 years old, get this information, listen to Justin, get connected with the Neat Taxes or whomever you want to file taxes with, whoever you trust, and steward this well. Brother, you're going to be a millionaire before you turn 40. And when I say a millionaire, you're going to be worth $1 million. Making $1 million is going to be easy for you, especially with 3 million on TikTok. It's going to be easy. And quick question, too. It's my show. I got to ask this. What do you do on TikTok? Are you doing stuff like around the nursing stuff? Like, what kind of content are you doing?
On TikTok and Instagram, I post positive, uplifting content. I truly believe that God has called me to be a light in a world that is truly dark. So I'm posting, you know, prayer videos, motivational videos, me hopping over cars, just praying for people. It's really in the vein of motivational inspiration and just Bible, man. I do daily Bible verses where I open the front door and say, hey, I'm Maurice and this is your verse of the day. Stuff like that. It's really just spiritual, uplifting content.
Wow. Dude, I love it. I love it. All right. What's up, Justin? What you thinking, man? Help him out, man.
Man, Maurice, man, you winning, man. You winning. I love it because everything that you said, I can relate to on a personal level, right? So from the content creation, I know what it's like getting those 1099s as you get those brand deals, especially with your following count, et cetera. That's going to be rolling in heavy. So you got your W-2, you and your wife's W-2. Your wife's a teacher, so she has teacher credits that she can use, right? There's write-offs that we can use just from a teacher's perspective. Even though she's a W-2 employee, the IRS has some write-offs that are set in place that only teachers can use on their tax returns. So that's the upper hand that she has. Now, let me just assume, since you have a new child, is it a son or a daughter?
She's a beautiful baby girl. Her name is Malia. It's a daughter.
Wonderful. Okay. So do you put your daughter in your content?
Yes.
You see where I'm going with this? So let's break this down real quick. Okay. You got your wife who's a W-2. Again, guys, this is what a neat taxes consultation looks like. All right. You have your wife who's a W-2 who's a teacher. She already has teacher credits that she's going to get. Then you also have your job, right? But you have your content creation. What you have in content creation, that makes what I said earlier, your lifestyle is now a write-off. So with your daughter, she, I assume since y'all are both at work, she goes to daycare?
Yes, she does.
Daycare expenses, ain't it?
Ooh, yeah.
Come on. So you're going to now use, and if you don't mind me asking, how much do you pay for daycare?
So we are blessed. So we pay about $750 a month.
Mm.
That's another story, but it's we blessed. We pay about $750 a month.
Mm.
Yeah. This whole situation that I'm going to explain is just for you and everyone who has a similar tax situation. Like, it's beautiful. $750 a month. Let me do this math real quick. $750 a month is $9,000 a year. Keep in mind, guys, everything is on a 12-month basis, okay? So your daycare expenses, they're going to send you a form that you're going to be able to utilize. From that $9,000, you'll be getting a nice little chunk of that back because your daughter is in your content. So this is what I do. I just had a beautiful daughter too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Best believe she's on my Instagram. Best believe she's going to be in the content that I create. So not only do you have your daycare write off when they send you that form from the daycare expenses that you pay month to month. But now, what is your daughter's name again?
Malia.
Malia. If you buy Malia clothes, anything that she wears, don't let you mess around and give her a bottle of formula as you're talking. Now that formula's a write off. Y'all caught that?
Now hold on, brother. Break this down because I need to know. What's going on, family? Let's talk about something that's been buzzing in the tech world, AI safety and security. How do you feel about the rapid advancements in AI and the potential risk that it brings? Have you heard of the stories about AI being tricked? It's a real concern, but fear not, because there's a real solution, AI red teaming. You see, AI red teaming is all about stress testing. You see, AI models and deployments to prevent unauthorized access and data leaks. It's about ensuring that your AI can't be tricked into providing information beyond its intended use. And guess what? You don't have to do it alone. My friends over at HackerOne has a community of over 750 active hackers specializing in AI security testing. You see, in a recent engagement, just 18 hackers identified over 100 valid findings in just 2 weeks. That's the power of ethical hackers. Wow. So if you want to ensure the safety and security of your AI deployments, look no further. Head over to HackerOne.com and explore their AI red teaming services. With strategic flexibility, rapid deployment, and a hybrid talent strategy, HackerOne has everything you need to safeguard your AI. Don't let AI keep you up at night. Visit HackerOne.com today and rest easy knowing that your AI is in safe hands.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, how is this legal and ethical, right? You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want people to feel like they got a W-2 job. They're not content creators. Now they think because they post their daughter on Instagram, they can write off their daughter. When I know that ain't the case. But in his situation as a content creator like right. myself, how is it that we can legally and ethically do this?
Yeah, and this is what it is, because the beauty of his situation is he's a W-2 employee with a side hustle of a content creator.
Okay.
So not only is his actual lifestyle in regards to the clothes that he wears for his videos, if he has his daughter, and that's part of his uplifting content that he creates. The same thing, just like how his clothes and the videos are write off, so are hers if this is a consistent thing. There are things where there's baby influencers out there, and if he's an influencer and he starts to get brand deal approached by X, Y, and Z toys, or, you know, I don't even know the baby brand clothes names, but y'all know more than, you know, I do, right? When you get approached by these brands, which I assume is going to happen if you have your daughter on a lot of your content, that is how it falls into this category. So to your point of the legal and ethical way, this is all within that frame, because okay. you're now having that person a part of your content, a part of your brand, a part of your business as a content creator.
I love it, because that goes back to, I didn't know I can write off some things with Raven because she's inside of some of my content. Now, I can't write Raven off what I spent for, but there are certain things that I can write off because she is in some of the content. And I love that. And so, Maurice, one thing I want to tell you is right now, what you do need to do is you need to sit down with an attorney and you need to go ahead and get your LLC up and running. Right. You do need to do that. Why? Because you are officially, you know, a small business. So this is no longer just a hobby. If you're making $20,000, my boy Jay, who looked you up immediately because this is what he do. He's right around your age. You know, you got 78 million views with 3.6 million followers. Right. Like, I don't call myself a content creator. I'm a thought leader with a business, helping people get out of debt, manage wealth, and really experience the freedom that they have. That is a business, right? And so you need to operate as a business. And so my first thing to you is, I would go in this year, by the end of February, get you completely up and running as an LLC and start looking at how can you start operating as a business. Because in the content creation space, he's right. There are certain things that I can legally and ethically write off. I can write off some of my clothes. I can write off some things with my car. So it's like, now you'll be able to activate your car write-offs because of your content creation space. I just learned you can write off some things when it comes to your son and your daughter. I knew you could do that when it comes to like paying them, but I knew that has to have like a certain KRA attached to it and make sure that they're legally and ethically doing that. So there's a lot of things you could definitely do there, man. But I think the very first thing I would tell you is to go ahead and get your business up and running as a legit LLC, so that way you're protected legally there. And then also start having the companies pay your business, not you. Because This way, it's like now you're going to get extra tax benefits on that, because now it's being paid to your business. And then that business is going to simply, it's going to come back to you. I think the correct verbiage is it's a pass-through entity once you get the LLC. So what business makes right off and everything else passes through to you. And so I think that's the very first step that I would do for you, bro. But I just want to commend you on, one, being this young, being this wise, reversing, you know, I feel the passion in your energy, man, for the love of Christ, for the love of your wife, and for the love of your beautiful daughter. And you just want to do it right. And do it right. Where are you parking your savings account right now, Maurice? What are you doing with that?
So like I said, we're working the Dave Ramsey steps. That we're on a debt snowball right now. My wife has some student loans. Whenever I married her, I said that's mine too. That's not just gonna be hers on our own.
Facts.
So the majority of the money I make from, you know, that extra side money, it goes straight to that. So right now we just have our emergency fund and we park it just with our local bank here. And
how much is it? Is it $1,000?
We have 1,500. We put 500 because we have the baby too. We emergency to come up with her, so.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think with a baby, man, I mean, I think on average, how much do y'all make a month? What, about $10,000 gross? So yeah. About a little bit over that, about 12. If you got 140 combined incomes, you're probably about 11 to 12,000. If I'm you, man, I would go ahead and just put it up to 5,000 because you do have a baby, you know, and you do have expenses. And if life was to hit you, I want you to have a little bit more cushion. But once you get to 5,000, man, yeah, work that snowball method, baby step number two, where the baby steps. So that way you have a little bit of cushion, especially with a newborn. Because newborns, but up until like the first 3 years, and y'all two could tell me, I don't have any newborn, but they could be expensive if something happens. But you're in the medical field, so you got some connects in that area. So the $1,500 may work. But yeah, man, I would say if you have $1,500, have you had to tap into that within the last 6 months?
No, we haven't had to tap into it.
Okay, cool, great. Put that into a high yield, man. So at least you can get $25 from it every month. Honestly. Go ahead and put it into the SoFi account so that way you can at least get something in it and you'll be able to touch it. You know what I'm saying? SoFi will send you a debit card to where you can get that money instantly. If you need it within 5 minutes, you can get it within 5 minutes. So I would definitely do that, bro. But man, thank you so much for calling in. You got a new subscriber and follower on TikTok and Instagram for myself. Keep winning. I mean, I'm going to have to bring you on to the show and talk about how you've been able to experience this success. Because, you know, we teach people on the side on how to do what you're doing inside of our Impact Creator Society. And Justin actually comes on because he's a huge creator as well, promoting with taxes and his food business, chef business. And so, man, you just encourage me to keep going because 25 years old and you're making an extra $20,000 on the side as a creator with your mission and vision that God has given you. I think this year, if you work it right, bro, you could probably make an extra $50,000. Honestly, if you do it right.
We trying.
Hey, man, you're going to do it.
Yeah, we going to do it. God willing, we're going to do it. I'm trying to get into schools and speaking stuff, so we going to do it.
For sure, man.
Some glimpses and some stuff, and then tapping into your content, I'm like, this got to be God. Got to be God. I needed some more motivation. Hearing you talk about, you know, the debt snowball, talking about, you know, stewarding over finance, I'm like, I got to watch him while I'm young. A lot of cats my age, they ain't doing this, and I'm like, God has me set apart, so... If I want to reach them, I got to be like, I got to have results. And the way that I get the results is working it. Like you always say, you know, I'm praying like it all depends on God, but I'm working like it all depends on me.
So hey, man.
That's where we at.
You are a part of E3 family, man. I appreciate you, brother.
Yes, sir. You have a good one. Thank you for answering the question.
Yeah, no problem at all, man.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.